hell, they didn't get around in this country till I'd say 40, close to 40.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now in a little town like here.
Mm-hmm. Talking about playing games, what do you call that? That thing that you see on a playground that's it's anchored right in the middle, and one child can get on one end and one on the other, and they kind of go like that.
Seesaw.
And you would say they're doing what there?
Seesawing.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a kind of a plank that's anchored at both ends, and the child can jump up and down right on the middle? Have you ever seen anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's called?
Well, now, I've seen them like that, and I've seen them anchor and make a springing board out of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like something that you would use around some water?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Either a jumping, we put them out that way in a, have a pile of sand,
mm-hmm.
spring and jump
mm-hmm.
in the sand bed.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that, the one that I'm talking about that's fixed at both ends? Have you ever heard that called a joggling board?
Yeah.
Something like that? Mm-hmm. What about the one that's fixed right in the middle, and you can get on it and twirl around on the thing like that.
Flying Jenny is what we call it.
Flying Jenny. Mm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
I don't know what I did.
Maybe. Have you ever heard it called a whirligig?
Yeah.
Merry-go-round?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we call them flying Jennies way back out when we
mm-hmm.
when you go down and around that way.
Yeah. What about, I know, you know, these are real common. You can take a, usually suspend them from a limb of a tree for with ropes and have a plank right there and you...
Swing?
Yeah, you probably...
Yeah, what swinging I did was like that.
Tie
it to a limb and then make you swing and then you can go way out on it and come back. Somebody get behind you and push you.
Yeah.
Get you going way out, John.
All right.
And then I have fun with this. Like Tarzan did, just one down, just take it,
uh-huh.
and hold your weight up and swing out.
That's right. What do you call a container that you would have next to the fireplace that would have coal in it? What would you call that thing?
A spit tube?
For the coal.
For coal?
Mm-hmm.
Call it a coal, what we had a coal bucket we towed it in, and then we would have a coal bin.
Mm-hmm.
Scuttle. I believe I've heard them called scuttle.
Well, that's what you put it on the fire with.
Mm-hmm.
A coal scuttle, you dip it out and put it on your fire.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a coal bucket to, you know, to keep it from getting everywhere, and you dip it out with a coal scuttle and put it on your fire, or either it had the bucket with a funnel to it, like, and you could pour it over if it was.
Mm-hmm.
High enough fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
But them little old coal grates used to be so little, you couldn't, there just wasn't too many of them.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get much coal in it.
Mm-hmm. This is something that you might have around the yard to do some yard work. It has, you know, two handles that you can use to push it. It's got a little wheel right there in front, and you can load it up with cement or whatever and wheel it around.
Wheelbar.
Well, have you ever heard that called anything else?
I don't know what I
have. Have you ever heard it called a Georgia buggy?
Yes, yeah. Sure.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Same thing as a wheelbar?
Sure is.
Yeah. I had never heard of that before I started doing this.
Yeah, they call them Georgia buggy.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make a man out of you to push them things.
I bet it will. What would you call this big thing that turns around that you'd use to sharpen an axe on?
A grind rock.
Grind rock?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about a smaller one that you could hold in your hand to put a final edge on it after you use the grind rock? What would you call that?
A home.
A home.